I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson, The Secret 2. I'm joined by the gorgeous Shauna from Maths. Mate, when we finished part one, we were still in the honeymoon period, weren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And tell me about that, because obviously it must have been really nice at first, because we've seen it. Like, you can't fake those feelings. You can't fake those smiles. Like, it was one of that. You look genuinely, in my opinion, in love. Did you feel that way?
Babe, honestly, the way that I felt from the wedding to the honeymoon, I just felt like I was high. Like, I was just like in dream world all the time, being with him in the Maldives, like the best honeymoon ever.
I know.
And I felt like our connection, like Bradley made me feel like nobody has ever made me feel before, because I would speak about something and he'd be like, oh, do you realize, Shani, like you're knocking yourself down there, like don't do that, you're amazing. And like he was so like empowering and funny, and like our sexual connection was like mental, and also like all very new to me.
Yeah.
Like, because he's like, I said in on Maths, like he's very 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 explorative. So like when I say, I was like, oh my god, this is so fun, like it's just exciting. And yeah, I just felt buzzed all the time, babe. Like,
you are brilliant, mate. Like, never changed, Shauna. But like, I can see. Like, I don't care what anyone else says, right? Like, maybe I'm just wired similarly to you, but
yeah.
Whirlwind romance with a handsome fella, loads of people watching in the Maldives, like a crazy sexual chemistry. Like, who's not?
And honestly, babe, like our last bit, our last night in the Maldives, I was like, this is like a film and I am in it and this is a dream. And like,
giving me character energy.
No, and he looks at me and he's like, I'm falling in love with you. Oh my God, this is just a dream. And then it fucking starts to rain. It starts to rain and then we're snogging in the rain and it's like The Notebook, and he picks me up and he spins me around and I'm like, I'm so happy. And I felt like it was just everything all I ever wanted, babes. All I ever wanted.
No, I mean, yeah, there is not one part of me that judges you.
Like,
every single bit of me is like, I would have fucking done the same thing, mate.
Yeah. Go with it. Like, this, why would I block it? Why would I be like, no, I need to put my walls up a bit because this feels too soon? No, this feels amazing.
Yeah. And because you're the type of person who's very much like, believes in signs, believes things are brought to her for a reason, trusts the universe, believes in fate, all those things. Like, I can see it, girl. I can see it. Like I say, I'd be the same. I also think, and this is really bad, because Erkan's not exactly, like, really tall, but I also think the fact that Brad is really tall will have helped. Like,
and he's a beautiful guy. Like, he really is. Yeah, he is beautiful. I'll never say that he's not, because he really is a handsome guy, and he dresses really well, and, like, he's cool. He'd, like, have his Clarks, and, like, when we'd get ready together, he'd be like, babe, look amazing. And, like, we just, like, danced to music, and, like, we had all the same taste in, like, food and like everything we wanted to do in life. It just felt so well.
Meant to be.
And then.
So obviously, okay, of course, Shauna, you're so right. Like, here we are fucking living in the past, romanticising it all, having a really nice time on this beach, girl. But as everybody knows, it didn't work out like that. I did a podcast, right, last year for the BBC called Love Bombed, right?
Okay.
And it was about this fella. And obviously, he's actually in prison now, or he might have just got out. But
Really?
Yeah, he was a nasty piece of work, right?
Uh-huh.
He like, pursued women on dating apps and sold them the dream, like, told them everything he wanted to hear, like, everything he thought they wanted to hear, like, injected himself into their lives, like, you know, made himself seem like the perfect fella for them, mm-hmm. showered them with presents, affection, kind words, gift. He love bombed them into getting what he wanted out of them. And in this fella's case, the guy I did the podcast with, it was money. He was a con man.
It was mad.
But like, knowing what you know now and with the mm-hmm. benefit of hindsight, do you think Brad was just like you, a nice guy who was like totally just swept away by this exciting and romantic process and his intentions were pure? Or do you think you were love bombed?
I believe. So I feel like there's an element to both, because I think in the experiment you get carried away and you get confused with the feelings of lust and love. Like, I reflect and I'm like, I didn't love Bradley. I loved the idea of him. I lusted him. So I get that. But I believe that, yeah, Bradley love bombed me. He did. Fully love bombed me, because it's like textbook behaviour what he did.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just like, oh, Shona, I got caught up in my feelings. After the experiment, he told me he never loved me. It was just a TV show. And he never had any emotional attachment to me whatsoever.
No.
And it wasn't even just like in the heat of the moment. It wasn't like an argument. It was, no, because we spoke about it again. He was like, yeah, I know. So I was like, you knew all along. You felt that way. He was like, no, I was trying to feel. But he knew that he didn't love me. But he told me he did, because he thought it was the right thing to do.
Mimicking those feelings of love and stuff and showing, do you know what?
That's which just is wrong. And then proceeded. The only, like, one of the reasons I've been really vocal about that is because Bradley, he went to the press and said, I never loved Shona. And it was almost just like it wasn't a big deal. And I just thought, do you know how painful that was for me? That we went through all that, because all of Bradley's, like, inexcusable behaviour was always followed by, oh, it's because I love you. I love you, Shona. I love you. I'm doing this because I love you. So I was blindsided by it massively. And then for him to turn around and say, I never loved you and I never had any feelings for you whatsoever, I was like, what?
Do you know what, girl? That is heartbreaking. That isn't fair to play with your emotions that way.
No.
Like, if you'd have said, oh, he was totally caught up in it, you know, so he just couldn't control how he was feeling, same as me, you know, and then it all started to unravel. That's human, you know, we can excuse that. This is calculated and it's not very nice, is it? And I'm sorry you had to go through that. Like, I love maths and I love E4 and all the rest of it, but for him to slip through the net and for him to exhibit these behaviours, do you just think he was a really good actor, or do you think they let you down somewhat?
I don't know, Vicky. It's hard for me to say, because it's like, when you meet him, like, he has so many great qualities about him. Like, he's very charismatic, he's very funny. And like, when I was with him, I was just thinking, is this like the environment? Is it the experiment that's bringing this side out for you? Like, I'm a massive empath and like really try to understand him. But it's almost like how he has been so open and honest about afterwards, like, I never had any feelings for you, da-da-da-da-da. Like, babes, he said that to me before the reunion. And I was like, Bradley, like, you've almost... I don't know, because if you were an actor, then you wouldn't have told me that before I was going to see you again on camera.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a confusing situation. Like, he's a very complex person, I think. And I think he's lost. And that's a big thing for me. I said to him, I was like, I have empathy for you because I do think you're lost. Like, I used to call him the Dark Lord, but I was like, even calling you the Dark Lord, I'm still putting you above me. Like, but you, for me, have darkness inside of you that you need to go work on. Don't blame an edit. Don't look within and don't do it again, because what you did to me, your behaviour was not okay.
You show so much compassion and understanding for him, Shona. Like, I think I've said it before, but that's just so respectful and mature. I think I'd love to think I could be that way. If I'd been through everything you'd been through, I just don't think I could exercise the same kindness. Like, I think I'd be still angry.
Yeah, there's moments, babes, where I am like, no, I get a little bit of fire if I have to speak about it. But really, the way I've dealt with it is like, I don't want to carry that forward in my life. I believe overall that he's not a horrible person. I just think he has darkness that he needs to work on. And we all make mistakes in life. And as long as Bradley moves forward with his life and thinks, okay, that was wrong, and I take accountability and I'll never do it again, that's all he can do.
Yeah.
And there's no point in me being like, he did this, he did that, and sharing everything, because for me, I don't think that has any gain.
You're so, you're just so nice to me. Honestly, I'd be like, I'll fucking tell you what he did. I would be terrible. But obviously, I think you know, the route to happiness, it's not paved for things like that. So well done, mate. When did you, obviously, we're kissing in the rain, everything's amazing, I know it unraveled, but what were the first warning signs? When did you first start to see red flags?
So there was an incident in the Maldives where Bradley said to me, like, Shona, I am falling in love with you, but I need you to know I can detach just like that. And I was like, what does that mean? And then we had this conversation about it. And then he was like, just couldn't really articulate himself very well. And I was just like, ignore, move on. And then when we back to the bubble. And then there was like little moments there when we sat on the first CC and I'm there like, oh, just in the love bubble, it feels so good. And it was almost like the language that Bradley used when he described me, he never actually said that he liked me, like how I made him feel. It was always like the warmth is rising up to my solar plexus and all this kind of like elaborate spiritual language, which I felt like disconnected to. And when he did his speech about me at the dinner party, I was like, you haven't even said anything about me. Yeah. But again, I'm just there like, ignore. And the biggest red flag was when the first time I disagreed with him. I disagreed with him because he said, you are getting some tea here, I haven't actually said this.
Oh, he was heaven just saying, forbid you disagree with a narcissist though. So go on, what happened? Oh mate, I'm actually sweating. I'm nervous. What did he say?
So he is saying to Ellen and Nathaniel, oh, you guys put on the best show on the couch. The show. So that rings alarm bells in my head. I'm thinking, is he here just purely, because he did say to me, I'm here to promote myself as a meditation guide, but I'm open to love. And I was there fully for love, babes, fully for love. And like, whatever comes from it, it's just like a bonus, but I'm there for love. And so I'm like, okay, red flag. And I'd sit there and I go, show, what do you mean show? It's like, oh, Shona, you're so naive. You live in your little bubble. Like, of course we're here to put on a show. This is a TV show. Snapped at me. And then he snaps at me on camera again. And I'm like, Bradley, you can't talk to me like that. But they don't show it.
Yeah.
And they don't show a lot of stuff. And then we go back to the apartments and it's listing. This is like completely off camera and he lists everything he doesn't like about me. I'm naive, I'm 31 years old, but I float through life. I clearly haven't experienced any trauma in my life. But babes, we've all been through hard things in our lives.
Yeah, and of course we have.
The thing about maths is that you have to be really open. And I spoke about in my backstory that I had bulimia. And also my mum has bipolar and this wasn't put in my backstory. My mum was sectioned when I was 14. And I spoke really deeply to Bradley about it. Like, she was on psychiatric wards and it was a really hard thing that I went through. And I was so open and vulnerable with him. And he said, you haven't experienced anything hard in your life. And he proceeded to tell everyone in the group. And he was telling the group things about us sexually, that we'd been getting up to the bedroom, which I felt was a complete invasion of my privacy. But sat Laura down, and I love Laura to death, sat her down and he said, like, Shona's naive and all these things about me, listed them. And she stood up and she said, I am not standing here and listening to you belittle my friend and your wife. You have no respect for her.
Yeah.
And he didn't like it. And he went off on a mad one. And that was like the biggest red flag. But because there was alcohol involved at this point, I kind of excused it a bit and was a bit like,
you do when you fucking think you love someone, mate. You can find any excuse for their behaviour. Like, you can. Oh, God. But it all evidently started to unravel.
Yeah.
And do you feel at all let down by the process? I don't think that's the type of girl you are. I think, you know, you search for the good and all the rest of it.
Hey, Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In my opinion, someone like Brad shouldn't have been allowed to go and do maths. Mm. Yes, was he great TV? 110%. Like, is he going to make an incredible reality TV star? Yes. I mean, I'm not disputing those things. But in terms of his negative and detrimental effect on another person, you know, potentially causing trauma or whatever, like, I don't think that should have been allowed to happen. So do you feel let down by that side of the process? Or do you just think, it is what it is. I've moved on. I'm strong.
Yeah, I think there's no point in me holding on to that. And I think the experts and the welfare, Channel 4 did, CPL, like, did the best they could when they noticed it all going wrong. And, like, that incident that night, welfare came to me straight away and they were like, are you okay? I was like, no, I'm not okay. Because it was so intense because it had gone from here to here. And then them recognising how up and down our relationship was and seeing it all, they had, like, their best intentions for me all the time. They were like, Shona, do you need a site chat? Do you need this? And they really, really did support me. And I think with Bradley, I don't believe that he was in the right mindset to be on that show either. I think the experiment brought out his darkness. And yeah, but there's no point in me holding on to that. Because I just think they genuinely thought he was probably a really great guy too. Like the guy that I met at the wedding and the honeymoon and all that, like, he has so many great things about him still. Like, he is, he's funny, there's so much he has got. Like, I think his intentions most of the time are quite pure. Like, I know that he's a good friend to people. Yeah,
well, I think, you know, even the best psychologists and producers and whatever, they can be hoodwinked. So yeah, I think, and you know, maybe he just put his best foot forward, like, so yeah, I think it's good to know that, like, post all of this happening, that you had a really good, like, duty of care and stuff like that. And
yeah. But what's also mad, Vicky, because Bradley's done telly before. So that was the whole element of he's done telly before. So he kept telling me what to do and how to act. And it was coming from his best place. Like, just didn't want me to mess up. But I kept saying to him, like, Bradley, you can't tell me what to do. And there was a whole thing of, like, we don't rise to drama because I'm a yoga teacher. He's, like, a meditation guide, so that will ruin our careers. But I was like, it's not rising to drama. Like, I'm not about the drama. Like, I'm, like, it's not my thing. But there was this whole element, but he believed that it was because he wanted me to do my best. But because he's done telly before,
it was just quite controlling.
Yeah, it was. It was really controlling because there was a point where, like, I did stick up for Laura and he called me a C-U-N-T for it. Yeah, and that didn't make the edit. And when he says, oh, like, you can't judge someone from, like, just an hour of TV, there's so many things that I could say, so many things that happened, that upsets me, that he's like, no, this isn't who I am. No, that is who you are. That is how you behaved. Take accountability and learn from it and move on. Don't just say, oh, that was just an hour, just a snippet of me.
I mean, the old blame it on the edit is an excuse as old as time, isn't it? And listen, I'm not fucking one to judge. I've definitely used it in the past. But I think you're right. Like, we all need to hold ourselves accountable in order to be able to grow and get better. On. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Talking of moving on, it sounds as though you really have put what was quite a tempestuous time on maths behind you and found happiness.
Mm-hmm.
There's been so much drama from this series. Some real highs and lows for all of the grooms and stuff and the brides. Do you think, who do you think, in your opinion, obviously you know, but who do you think will last the test of time?
Oh, I have a really good feeling about Tasha and Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tasha and Paul, I think they've gone on such a journey together. I feel like Tasha's really grown as a person being with Paul. And I also have a good feeling about Peggy and George.
Really? Because they've given me some real ups and downs, those two.
Yeah, Peggy and George. And I was really, 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 really hopeful for Thomas and Roz. I think we all were.
Oh, God, but, weren't we, mate? But listen, yeah. Like, she was very honest and she, like,
yeah.
I watched that and it was quite heartbreaking. You could see she was upset. But listen, like, I don't think he's going to be on the shelf for long. What a
Oh, my God.
Such a nice guy. Wicked bit of kit. Like, yeah. I see some lovely women in Thomas's future. I hope he finds the one for him. And I hope Roz finds the one for her. You know? That's all you hope for. You've recently filmed a reunion, mate, and I know it's proper tight-lipped, can't tell us anything, but give what a little clue. Is it drama-filled? Is there some chaos?
Babes, so much drama. And I was just there like, guys, this is our last thing that we're doing. Like, everyone just needs to stop being so reactive, calm down, like, stop shouting. And it was just intense, very intense. But it ended on a high vibe. The actual ending was high vibe, so it was good.
But then I also think, like, when you're living it, it's so intense. There's so many emotions. Mm. It's, like, bound to be quite fiery and feisty. But then when you actually go away and watch it, even more emotions get stirred up. Mm. Like, I know we used to feel some type of way whenever we'd go back and feel the next series and would be like seeing what people said about when the green screen and that. You'd go back with like a whole new mindset. So I can imagine this reunion is fireworks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God. I can't wait. But,
it's not aired for ages though, babes. I've got to wait ages for that one.
That's a real punch in the dick, Shauna. I can't wait. I will just say before I finish, the post that you did where you told Brad to go and fuck the universe.
That's quite iconic, wasn't it?
No, honestly, like, I have been talking about it ever since. Like, Erkan doesn't watch anything. He watches football. So he doesn't understand when I'm like, and then she said this, and then you're not going to... He's just, like, such a guy. But then I was trying to tell him about this post, and then I went, and then Shauna wrote, I hope you enjoy fucking the universe, Brad. And even Erkan laughed. So that's when I was like, she's an icon. I can't wait for Friday. I'm going to be there in the comments. Lovely chatting to you. You are a proper ray of sunshine.
Thanks, babe.
No one deserves this like happy next chapter quite as much as you, mate. And I hope you know that. Hope nothing that happened to you has had any like lasting effects, or you think you don't deserve a brilliant shiny.
No, I love myself.
Yeah,
that's the thing. They sent me on my self-love journey, and I just feel like I love myself more than ever now.
Yeah, good. So you should. Kind of brings me onto your secret too. Here at Fitty Patterson, the secret too, we always ask our gorgeous guests to give our lovely listeners a couple of pills of wisdom. And it sounds to me as though, despite the highs and lows, the light and shade of this experiment, you really just rolled with the punches, tried to see the good and learned from it. And I think that's kind of imperative. Not everybody's going on maths, not everybody's marrying a stranger, but everybody is experiencing highs and lows of life. That's just the way it is. So I wanted to know what your secret was to embracing life's lessons.
Embracing life's lessons. So I think just looking at what you've gone through and thinking, okay, that was hard, it was very challenging, but what can I learn from that? How can I make sure I'm not in that position ever again? So with like my particular position, or if anyone's in a same position to I, recognizing those red flags, being like, okay, boom, honoring yourself, trusting your gut, and putting yourself higher above, and just being like, I love myself enough to walk away from this. And with this situation, I could so easily like carry it forward with my life and not look at love in the same way and have trust issues or be doubtful of people, but I choose to let that go and believe that most people in the world are really beautiful people and people do have good intentions and just turning my negative experience into a positive. So I think that's what I would just say to everyone. Just try and be like, okay, how can I move forward in my life with positivity and pass on these lessons? And yeah, I think that's... Was that a good summary?
No, it's a great summary, but like it just makes perfect sense, mate. Like,
yeah,
you have to embrace like the journey, the ebbs and flows, and you've done it with grace, and you've come out the other side with exactly what you deserve. And I think that's really special.
Yeah, and trusting the process, Vicky, because like it's the journey that we're going on. It's the path that I went on, and then it will lead. Like, you will grow as a person because of it, and that's... You can choose to let it like break you as such. You could choose to let it make you
bitter feel and angry.
Bitter. Yeah. And like, it's just heavy. Like, you don't need to carry that forward in your life. And then I'm all about like when you let someone go, like when I went to Sri Lanka and I let Bradley go, I felt him just genuinely like leave my body. And I was like, bye, hun. See you later. But yeah, it's true. And like when you like talk to your friends and they're still like sleeping with their ex, they're not meeting anyone because they're still holding on to that person. They're still carrying it forward. And as soon as they let them go, boom, someone else walks into their life.
Thank you so much, Shauna, for being such a wonderful guest and such a lovely person.
Oh, you're amazing. Thank you, Gorge.
Well, guys, that was the gorgeous Shauna Manderson from Maths. Just as sweet and lovely as I thought she was going to be. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm absolutely buzzing like an old fridge for the Maths reunion. I think it's going to be fireworks. God, I'm so sad. I really need to get a life. Anyway, if you love listening to Vicky Patterson The Secret too, then please do all of the podcasty things. Tell your mates, leave a review, tell someone who you think will like it. We're always looking to get the word out there. And don't forget, if you want to watch one on YouTube, there's a whole heap of episodes on there as well. Have a really great week, guys. You deserve it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.